Greetings to each one this evening. In the name of Jesus. Appreciated the lesson that we heard this evening. Jesus wants us to bring forth good fruit. And if he's in our heart, we can bring forth good fruit. That's right. I was asked to share this evening, and Better the manual called me. Why? I asked him if he has an assignment. He said, "Well, whatever the Lord lays on your heart." And he didn't really have anything specific. But this evening, I'd like to share with you from a verse in the book of James. You can turn your Bibles to James chapter 1, and we'll read verses 2 through 12. Verse 12 is the verse that I'd like to look at this evening. Verse 2, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degrees rejoice in that he is exalted. But the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him." We see here in verse 2 that James is saying, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. What do you think of when you think of temptations? This is talking about difficult situations, trying situations that come into your life, testings that perhaps God allows in your life. He says, count it all joy when this happens to you. Now, your response to a tribulation or a trial that you're facing in life is probably not an expression of joy, is it? When we face a difficult situation, our expression is not an expression of happiness. But it says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. When you face a difficult experience in your life, count it all joy. That's what it's telling us here. And then in verse 12, it says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. Or happy is the man that endures temptation. Happy is that person. In Matthew chapter 5, it says, blessed are they that mourn. In Bible teachers would tell us that word blessed means happy. Blessed are they that mourn. And of course, I think it is in Luke where it says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And it also says, blessed are they that weep now, for they shall be comforted, or the same kind of thought, that God is going to comfort us. So happy is a person that is enduring trials and affliction. Would you count yourself privileged when you face a trial or tribulation in your life? Well, usually not the way we look at it. But that is what we're called to do. Usually when things turn out the way that we anticipated, it makes us feel happy, right? That is the way we feel. We feel happy when things turn out the way we anticipated. But when they turn out otherwise, then we feel, you know, we might feel like we're a failure. Or we might feel like we're discouraged. We're disappointed. When we feel happy, we feel like singing. We feel good. We go about our work and we feel a sense of satisfaction. We are generous and easy to get along with when we're happy with others. But when things go wrong, or when we go through a tribulation or a trial in our life, we don't feel like that. Well, I'm here to tell you this evening that the Christian life is not based on your feelings, because you're going to face difficult circumstances in your life where at times you're going to be facing things like it says here, if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. You're going to feel your inadequacy. And you find yourselves in a trying circumstances. And it says here in verse 4, let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. I have several points here this evening that I'd like to look at. And the first one is, we already touched on it, is blessed means happy or blessed. The second point is endureth. Blessed is the man that endureth. And the third point is temptation. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried is the fourth point. The fifth point is the crown of life. And the sixth point is that it has been promised to those that love him. And the seventh point is love. I'd like to look at those few areas briefly. Now, the natural response to disappointment is to feel sadness, anger, and resentment. I think you all know what I'm talking about. When I talk about sadness, anger, and resentment, you know, your circumstances, you blame your circumstances. Well, it's because of this, you know, that I'm not rejoicing today. It's because of somebody wronged me. That's an angry response or resentment, you know, a grudge. It's not happiness. That's a natural response. But we must remember that the trial we are facing is for our spiritual good. God does not allow things to come our way as children of God that are not meant for a purpose. Therefore, it behooves us to be patient and to endure. Jeremiah 29, verse 11, it's a familiar verse to many of us. It says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And this brings us to our next point. When things go difficult for us, when we find ourselves in a circumstance or a situation where we don't know what to do next, we must continue on. We can't just quit because things are going tough and rough for us. We need to persevere. Endure. We must continue on. To endure is not to give up. We have not been promised an easy road. The road might be difficult sometimes. In fact, we are warned that this road is not going to be easy. Jesus told his disciples, he said, marvel not if the world hate you, for they hated me before they hated you. And I have to think of another verse that Paul tells us. He says, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So the Christian life is not always going to be easy, so we must endure it. When we face a temptation and trial in our life, we need to continue on. It's not the time to give up. We are warned that things are not always going to be easy. We're going to find ourselves faced with things that will sidetrack us. cares and riches seek to entice us from enduring. You know, it looks easy. David said that, or maybe it was another psalmist, said that when he looked at the wicked and how they prospered, my feet had well nigh slipped. But when I went to the house of God and I considered, I'm using my own words, when I considered their end, then he changed his mind. Blessed is the man that endures, or happy is the man that continues on in that temptation. A temptation is something that puts us to the test. It might be a bad experience. We might be experiencing discipline, which might come by experiencing the consequences of bad decisions that we've made. Some of our temptations or trials that we face in life are because of situations that we have gotten ourselves into. Are you ready to give up because you were not successful? You know, many times we are that way. We try to do our best, and when we're not successful, then we feel like a failure. But that doesn't come from God. We must continue on. We must continue to endure. Thomas Edison, the man that invented the light bulb, and he had many trials before he was successful, but he had a large scrap pile. And someone mentioned this fact to him, and he said, "I now know 1,000 things that don't work." So those experiences that he faced weren't necessarily all in vain. Well, they weren't in vain. He knew that many things that didn't work. But he was successful. If he'd have given up after 10 tries, he wouldn't have invented the light bulb. Sometimes we're tempted to give up because we feel so alone. You know, we feel like we're in this battle all by ourselves. Let's remember that God has not forgotten us. Here in James chapter 5, verse 11, it says, "Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercies." So this evening, we have a God that is of tender mercy and that is full of compassion and pity. "Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy." So let's remember that when we face difficult situations in our life. In Hebrews, it tells us that we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Why doesn't it just say that we have a high priest that is touched with the feelings of our infirmities? I wondered that already. But why does it use two negatives to explain something positive? "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities." I think that's just simply emphasizing and reinforcing the fact that God cannot be otherwise. That when we face a temptation or a difficult situation in our life, God is there. He cannot be otherwise. He identifies with our situation as children of God. The fourth point is tried. Is to be approved. If we continue in the race, we will win the victory. That's right. If we continue in the race, we're going to win the victory. If we discontinue, we're going to lose the victory and disqualify for the reward. If we give up, we're not going to get this crown of life that is promised to those that love Him. But if we remain in the race, we're going to be approved. When we've run in this race and run according to the Scriptures, the Word of God, we are going to be tried. We're going to be approved. But if we don't run, if we don't continue, we're not going to make it. Job 23, verse 10. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. In 1 Peter 1, verse 7, it says that the tribe of faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Because we are approved of God, we are tried and proven. We have run the race. The fifth point is the crown of life. Life is promised to those that endure temptation. We have the promise of God, the crown of life. John 5, verse 24. St. John 5, verse 24. This is in the context of a corn of wheat falling into the ground and dying. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Life is promised to all those that hear his word and believe on Jesus Christ. They are given the promise of eternal life. It is a crown of life. And in Revelation 2, verse 10, we have again it promised to those that are overcomers, those that endure. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Being faithful unto death, we will receive the crown of life. The crown of life. And we know that it is true because it's promised to us. The Scriptures tell us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The promise is given to us. And another scripture in Hebrews would tell us that it is impossible for God to lie. And we believe that this evening. It is promised to us, the crown of life. And we know that God's promise is true. He will do as he has said. He has never failed us. He will continue to help us. He will continue to be there for us. We know that God's promise is true. And it's promised to those that love him. As it says here, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. We love the hand of the Master, even though it is the very hand that at times will chastise us. Hebrews tells us that whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. We love the hand of the Master, even though it is the hand that will chastise us. Those trials and afflictions that we face in life, even though they are unpleasant, even though they bring tears of sadness and weeping at times, we know that God understands that he is pitiful and that he has a purpose for the things that we go through. Those things are not without a purpose. We know, and we are confident that it is for our good. It brings rest to us. We know what is expected of us. It brings us assurance. It brings us peace. So this evening, can we count ourselves blessed? Blessed is the man, or happy is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. That certainly is a very encouraging verse. This evening, in spite of the things we face in life, we know that God has a purpose for us, and he is allowing things into our lives to train us and to shape us for the coming kingdom. And we are going to have that crown of life. We're going to win that race that we are engaged in. So therefore, brethren and sisters, this evening, let's not give up. Let's continue on. Let us continue faithful. Let us be steadfast in spite of the fact that at times we face things that are disappointing and bring tears to our eyes. May the Lord bless you.